This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the 2017 crop reporting deadline is quickly approaching for farmers. Executive Director of the Macoupin County FSA office, John Nolan, says you have until July 17th.
Yes, Katie, it's sneaking up on us. The deadline is Monday, July 17th, to report your spring seeded crops, spring planted crops and CRP acres to FSA. That's coming up in 2.5 weeks, and the certification has been somewhat heavy, but we still got a number of farms yet to come in. And I just want to remind farmers that they need to report to FSA their spring seeded crops and CRP acres prior to no later than Monday, July 17th. I would encourage farmers to come in sooner rather than later to avoid long lines. What you will need to have when you come in to report your acres to FSA is, like in the past, you'll need to provide your planting dates and crop shares for the crops you report. And, of course, you have to have your crops planted, and I think most farmers are finished planting this year. And it is in Macoupin, it's on a first-come, first-serve. We don't normally take appointments, but we can if that works better for you. But generally, it's first-come, first-serve in Macoupin. Get in the door, and we'll get you certified.
Just to refresh myself and maybe those who aren't as familiar with the acreage reporting if they don't farm, how is this information used, or why are farmers needing to report this?
Well, it's been a requirement of farm programs for decades. If you sign up in the Arc County PLC program, you are required to report your crops annually to FSA to be eligible for potential farm program payments. In addition to CRPs, similar, you have to report your acres for CRP. So it is a requirement to be eligible for farm program payments. That's why you report it. I do want to make a mention, we're about 95% of our farms have signed up since winter for the 2017 ARC PLC sign-up commodity programs, but we still have some stragglers, not too many farms, and we're going to try to catch those producers when they come in and certify their crops. So if you have not signed up, please, when you come in and certify, please make sure we get you signed up. The deadline for that is August 1st.
Has anything changed with the reporting, or has it been the same way for many years now? You're giving the same information when you come in?
Yes, it's been this way for where you've had to give us your planting dates and shares for probably the last 5 or 6 years, and that's all the same. And crop reporting, most farmers are very, very familiar with it. They take our crop reports many times. We print out a copy here and give them an extra copy for them to take to the crop insurance agent, so the crop insurance agent also has that information timely so they can fulfill their crop insurance requirements as well.
Okay, so deadline is July 17th, but obviously you can come in sooner than that, any time between now and then. Is there any opportunity, if a farmer would miss that deadline, that they could still report?
You can always do a late crop report, and I'm glad you brought that up, Katie. You can always file a late crop report after July 17th. The problem with doing that is you will be assessed a $46 fee per farm. We don't want that to happen. That can get pretty expensive if you've got very many farms. So I would avoid that. We get a few every year who miss the date, and we have to contact them and say, you missed the date, and you have to come in and do it. They have to pay that $46, and FSA has to inspect it. So I strongly encourage farmers to get this in, get in and get it done. Please avoid that last week. It's usually the busiest week of the year. There could be long lines in most offices. So please get in sooner rather than later.
All right, sounds great. And this goes to any farmer, not just Macoupin County, but surrounding counties. That's the deadline for everybody.
This is statewide.
Okay, John, if anyone would have questions, what's the best way to contact you or the FSA office?
If you have any questions for Macoupin County, please call us at 217-854-2626. We will be here.
Once again, that was John Nolan, the executive director of the Macoupin County FSA office. And we'll be back with more after these messages. Illinois State Fair entry deadlines are fast approaching, and State Fair Manager Kevin Gordon would like you to know that if a deadline falls on a weekend, entries must be postmarked by the following Monday to be accepted. For the open show in beef, dairy, sheep, and goats, the deadline is July 1st. Junior Show in beef, dairy, sheep, swine, goats, poultry, and rabbits. That's also July 1st. The Society Horse Show, July 7th. Open Show for poultry and rabbits, July 10th. The Twilight Parade entries, July 11th. General entries, July 15th. Open Show late entry deadline is July 25th. Dairy products, August 9th. Bee Culture professional entries, August 9th. And Bee Culture open entries, August 10th. And if you'd like more information, you can visit the fair website at illinoisstatefair.info. And the fair runs August 10th through the 20th this summer. Well, as a temporary ban on dicamba-based herbicide use on field crops awaits approval by Arkansas's governor and a legislative panel, Missouri is keeping a close eye for similar problems. Dicamba drift issues started to emerge in Missouri in late June, and the state so far has received more than 60 complaints, according to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch. However, this year, the situation is different compared to the complaints filed last year in the state. Missouri last year mostly dealt with off-label sprayings or use of older, more volatile herbicides containing dicamba. This year, a University of Missouri professor says applicators are using the new products and using them correctly, adding that they're doing the best they can do. Missouri urged producers earlier this month to comply with herbicide label directions. The state's legislature this year changed fines related to violations, giving the state's ag department the authority to issue a fine up to $10,000 per violation, or $25,000 per violation for repeat violators, to any person found to have knowingly used any herbicide for a crop for which the herbicide is not labeled for use, leading to drift issues and crop injury in nearby fields. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.